Lord here tonight. Let's get our Bibles out. And let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 22. Amen. Proverbs 10 and verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Praise God. Let's lift our voices. Somebody lift your voice with me, and let's ask the Lord to bless the word tonight. Yes, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, bless your word tonight. We give you thanks for it. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Amen. Praise God. We're so very, very blessed. We're here close to the end of January. We haven't had a major snowstorm and it hasn't really been that cold. I'm thankful for God's blessings. Somebody said it's global warming because we drive our car. I think we need to drive a little bit more. Praise God. Some folks, you know, in this world, they've got a negative outlook on the future. And I've seen little clips of people that say we've only got 12 years left. If we don't tax everybody to death, we're all going to die. Amen. And I would hate to have that kind of fatalistic attitude about the future. Amen. Because in the Lord, our future is bright. Our future is bright. Amen. I think tonight that what we need to see once in a while, and it needs to be in the forefront of our mind, especially in the day in which we're living, where there is so much confusion and so many things that are going on in our world today, that God is a God who blesses. Amen. God is a God who blesses, and in the storehouse of God, there is healing, there is blessing, there are so many, many positive and good things that are in the storehouse of God. Amen. And when the Lord blesses someone, I've noticed this over the years, the results are tangible and they're real. Some just feel like it's some spooky thing floating around in the cosmos somewhere. But I've come to understand that when you have a need financially, God actually helps financially. Amen. When you need a healing, God provides that real, tangible healing. Amen. And not only are they real, they're exciting. Amen. I found out as a young convert to the truth that God would bless me, and I'm thankful that I stepped out by faith, and the Lord blessed me back. I gave financially, and God gave back to me financially, and it was a real and tangible thing. Now, don't misunderstand me tonight. I'm not giving so that I can get something back. But I'm giving because I love him. Amen. Praise God. And when we look at the scripture here tonight that we read, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow with it. And we know the riches of this world bring sorrow. And we know that it does not bring satisfaction. There's only one thing that will bring true happiness and joy in anybody's life, and that is to serve God. Somebody said amen. Amen. And when we look at scripture here tonight, let's go to Jeremiah 29, verses 10 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 and 11. It says this, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years," now this is a prophecy of the Babylonians that are going to come and take over Israel. They're going to carry the Israelites into Babylonian captivity. And the Lord said it's going to last for 70 years. And it was because they had transgressed the laws of God, and they went after strange gods and worshiped other gods. And he says here, after 70 years. You know, the Lord's always looking ahead. He's not going to slam us down today and hold us down forever, but he's thinking ahead, and he is thinking about what he's going to do in the future with his people. And he says that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word. Everybody said good word. Perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. And we know that it did happen 70 years to the day. There was a proclamation, and Israel got to go back to their homeland. And he says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Amen. And it's not thoughts of destruction. It is not thoughts of poverty and famine and all of those things. He said, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. God knows the beginning from the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Praise God. And when you serve God and you understand this, it is exciting to serve Him. Even when things in this life are not too exciting, it's always good to come to the house of God. Amen. Amen. I love the way Deontay leads our service. Amen. And I know it's from his heart. And he's always focused on that which is positive. Amen. And it is positive to serve God. It is a good thing to serve God. It is right to worship the Lord. It is right to pray and to seek the face of God and to do the will of God. And when we understand, we need to understand how we feel about God, but we need to understand how God feels about us. Amen. And the thoughts that God is thinking towards this body right here tonight is thoughts of peace, amen, not evil, but peace. Everybody said peace. Peace, to give you an expected end. There is an expected end to all that we're doing here tonight. There's an expected end to your walk with God, amen. There is a plan for the end of your life and the beginning of eternity. Praise God. And I'm excited about the possibility of the Lord coming tonight. Amen. I hope He comes tonight. Praise God. It would be wonderful if the Lord would just come tonight and take us out of this place. Amen. To live with Him forever. But if it doesn't happen tonight, we know that God has an expected end for us. Amen. He's got our today and our tomorrow in His hand, and our todays and our tomorrows are secure in Him. Amen. And too often we focus our attention on the things of this world, and certainly there are great concerns right now in our country. There are things that are going on in our country that I never dreamed that I would ever see in my lifetime. And we are seeing evil that is rising up in America. And we are seeing evil that is rising up in our world. We are seeing people that are shouting, and they are excited about passing a law that they can have a baby that is born, and 2 or 3 days later, if the mother decides not to have it, that they can actually murder that child. And I don't want to get off on a negative tone here tonight, but that's the world that we live in today. That's the extent of evil that exists in our country today. And we can talk about the greatest economy ever. We can talk about all the good things that are happening and everybody with jobs and all of that. But it's interesting to me that nobody talks about morality. Amen. Nobody talks about righteousness and doing the right thing and serving the Lord. It's a free-for-all that we are in today. Amen. But what we must focus our attention upon tonight is the blessings of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. In Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1, we find a very familiar story here. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1, and there went a man out of the house of Levi, or of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's bank, and his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And if you really want to get the full meaning of this little story here, it's really not a little story. It's a quite astounding. It was the law of the land that if you had a male child that was born, he was supposed to be killed. Amen. And I think it was Adolf Hitler that said, if you want to control a nation, he said, give me your children so I can educate them. And the devil is wanting to do that. Young people, whoever you are, if you're in college or in high school, whatever it is, you got to be careful about what you hear. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to be careful about what you hear, because you're going to hear an awful lot of things that are not right. Amen. And in reality, they're very confusing. Amen. We've got 5 boys on the front pew here tonight, 5 young men. And don't ever let anybody tell you you're anything other than a man. Amen. We've got some young ladies on the second row as well. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you're different than what God made you. Praise God. We ought to be thankful for who we are and what we are tonight. Amen. And be thankful for the blessings of God. Praise the Lord. And the law was you're going to have to give your son over to the government. And the government is going to kill your son and destroy him. But they made a decision. Hebrews 11 and 23, it says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Praise God. There's got to come a time in our life where we're not afraid of these things. And we stand for truth. Amen. We stand for what is right. And we're not afraid. When we first came here to Augusta, we had a few problems and a few situations that rose up in the school system. And we were not willing to let our children gang shower at the high school. Amen. We were not willing to allow that to take place. And there were some issues about sports and all of that. And I was talking to someone here this morning, Jay Sean. And he's been in football. And he said, all of my friends, almost all of my friends that was in football are now They've not gone to college. They haven't done anything to promote their life and to go forward. And he said, I really can't be friends with them because of the direction that they're going. And I made a comment to him. I said, life is a whole lot different than a football game, isn't it? Amen. Life's a whole lot different than somebody with cheerleaders on the side cheering you as you go down the field. Amen. Somebody encouraging you and camaraderie and all of that. Real life is a whole lot different than a football game or a basketball game. And we've had to write letters to the school system since we've been here, telling them what we believe and what we stand for. And after a little while, they got the hint, and we didn't really have any problem after that. Amen. But they were not afraid. Amen. I don't think we ought to be afraid. I don't think we ought to be fearful of the government and fearful of those that would try to destroy us, because we've got something greater than they have, and that's the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Faith will dispel fear. And in reality, fear is the opposite of faith. And when we have faith in God, we can have an excitement about the future that'll keep you going through the good times and the bad times. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm not marking time here tonight, but I want to go forward into the blessings of God. Let's look at Deuteronomy 27. I found this interesting here. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1, 2, and 3. Amen. They're crossing over into the promised land. Let's see. Brother Charlie, are you there? Read that for me, verse 1, 2, and 3. All right, so they're getting ready to go into the blessings of God. And there's something about the blessings of God that we need to see, and that is that those that obey the commandments of God are going to be blessed. Amen. Don't ever get the idea that you can do anything you want to and still be blessed. It doesn't work that way. And he said, you're going to make a monument here, and it's going to have all the words of the law. And so when they went into the promised land, they were commanded to do this, and they were commanded to do this in a couple of certain mountains, Gerizim and Ebal. And you can read that there in your scriptures, two different mountains. And I did a little bit of study about these mountains. And they're long, rocky ridges, and they lay in the province of Samaria. And the peaks referred to were near Shechem, rising in steep precipices to the height of about 800 feet and separated by a green, well-watered valley of about 500 yards wide. And the people of Israel were divided into two parts. One of them, of course, was divided into the mountain area, or that side of the valley, Gerizim, and on the other side, the people were divided, and they were on the side of Ebal. Amen. That may not seem like a whole lot, but read verse 11, 12, and 13 for me, Brother Charlie. All right.
To bless the people when ye are come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin. And ye shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali.
All right. All right. Now that sounds a little bit different there. But six tribes on one side, six tribes on the other side. And God divided them there that day. And he said on one side, Mount Gerizim was designed or dedicated to bless or to blessings. Amen. And then on the other side was Mount Ebal, and that was... That was the side of the valley that was designated for cursing. Amen. And we can look at the blessings and the cursings. Let's turn there to Deuteronomy and let's look at this here. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 27. I want to make sure I've got the right scripture here. Y'all just hang on here tonight, and I'll make sure I get it right. I think it's chapter 27. Do you have that, Brother Charlie, the curses and the blessings? I believe it is, yes. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
All right.
Cursed be he that said light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say amen.
And all the young people said amen.
Amen.
All right.
Cursed be he that removed his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and the widow, and all the people shall say, amen.
Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say, amen.
Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, amen.
Amen.
Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, amen.
Amen.
Cursed be he that taketh reward of slain innocent person, and all the people shall say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's Ebal. That's the side of the country where it was designated for the cursings. Now go to chapter 28. I know this is a little bit lengthy here tonight, but I want you to get the whole picture of it here. Chapter 28, start with verse 1, Brother Charlie. Everybody said all these blessings. All these blessings. There's two mountains we can choose to climb. Amen. One is Gerizim and the other is Ebal. I choose to climb Gerizim. Amen. All right, let's look at the blessings here.
Blessed. Thy basket and thy store,
blessed. Yes.
And the Lord shall establish thee in the holy people under them.
Mm-hmm.
As he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his way.
Amen.
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and in the fruit of the body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground. And in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in the season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them.
Well, somebody said, praise the Lord. Have you got the picture tonight? Amen. The picture is God is a God who desires to bless his people. Amen. Psalms chapter 1, you should memorize this one. And it talks about blessings as well. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What's the result of living for God and doing the right thing? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. Mount Gerizim right there. Amen. But sometimes we can look at doing the right thing, but the scripture says, and look at it in a negative way, but the scripture says, tells us not to be weary in well-doing. Amen. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. And if there's someone here tonight and you are weary, I want you to know, just keep right on going with the Lord. Amen. Just keep right on walking with God, and in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Amen. Jesus talked about it here in Mark chapter 10 and verse 29 and verse 30. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man or woman that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, notice here, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Amen. How many wants to climb that mountain? Praise God. I want to climb that mountain. Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Did you know it's God's good pleasure to give all of us here tonight the kingdom? It is his good pleasure. He wants to do it. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. And Abigail, would you come tonight? 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea. Everybody said yes. And in him, amen. Yes and amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Paul said, I didn't come preaching a yes and a no gospel. I hope so, maybe so. But he said, God is a God who keeps his promises. Amen. If you love him, stand with me here tonight. Praise God. We're going to have a baptism here. Sister Glenda, would you like to help Annette? Annette, Sister Glenda will help you and show you what to do. If I get a couple of men to get that rug out and get the stairs out, you don't have to be good looking, just have a strong back. Praise God. You know, we die in repentance, and the Bible says we are buried with him in baptism. And it's wonderful when someone sees the Word of God and says, I want to do the will of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to do the will of God. Amen. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to put the Word into our hearts tonight. Father, we give you thanks for the Word of God tonight. We give you thanks for the touch of your Spirit. Lay your hand upon the church. Lead us this week and guide us into the blessings of the Lord. For we know that you have a desire to bless your people. Put the desire to live for you in our hearts and help us today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord thanks together.